Hey, is it tough facing a coverage team after they give up a big punt return like they did against Minnesota last week?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll. You know, obviously, when you come off of some those type of situations, your guys are definitely more focused on coverage. Yes.
Coach Rivero said that really flipped that whole thing. There, they couldn't score, and then got a safety and just got downhill.
But, yeah, big plays and just you know the energy that unit brings. Sometimes you can either spark the team or you can take it the other way.
Well, speaking of sparks, you all got one other night.
Yeah.
Was that a simple case of, you know, you say good things happen when they're running?
Yes, no question. In both situations, really, when you think about it, you know, they had the nice kickoff return, and then also Taylor Gabriel at the gunner, you know, did a really nice job being mindful and being heads up and just basically dealing with the rules and the situations. When a corner gets down there like that and gets near the returner, throw him into the returner.
Okay.
You know, and then now the returner, boom, ball hits them, it's live.
So, okay.
Yeah. So, that's a plus 50 situation that you can get into down inside that in that area. That's why you don't want your corners down in that corner, you know, around the returner, because now they're vulnerable.
Okay, so we were wondering, why he's just running into the punter? Now we know.
No, he told me the gunner was running to the ball. Uh-huh. So now, Taylor's running to the ball, the corner's blocking him. Uh-huh. So as I get closer to you, I just grab you and throw you right into the bucket. Throw the bucket return.
All right. So Andy Lee, they went out and got him. And
yeah.
The numbers, you know,
We faced him in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So you know we've gone against him. Obviously he's got a strong leg. He's a good directional punter. He will flip the field for him. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have to be really mindful of that and be ready to manage and adjust to that ball. So every now and then he'll hit one, and he'll hit a bomb.
And Teddy, I guess he's
he
hadn't broke one yet, but he's one of the best ones in the league.
Got any wood around here? Messing around with you. All right.
What
so
makes him so good, though?
Flat out fast.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Teddy is exceptionally fast. You know. I would at some point he was probably Olympic fast. He's that fast. Has really good vision. Has a burst. He's one of those. He's so unique in the sense that he's at full speed on his second step. He's gone. So he's actually a strong runner, and he's not afraid to run it inside. He will run outside. Obviously, he likes to run outside, but he's actually not afraid to run inside. Most of his big plays, when you look at it over the years, have been right up the pipe. So he's dangerous. There's no question about it. We've got to manage him, both as a kickoff returner and a punt returner.
And we know Gano, he's been around forever.
Though. Yeah, yeah. Big leg. You know, he's got a big leg. So, I mean, they can make an attempt from the 40-yard line. And still be good with it, you know. He can still get the ball up high enough that you can't get to it. So, yeah, he's a good kicker. Good kicker. It's amazing. He was feels like he was a rookie a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now he's this vet. And you're like, wait a second, man. I just worked you out a couple years ago. So, yeah. Yep. Good core group.